Canada.
Thank you, Chair. Canada welcomes and strongly supports this initiative of the Secretary General. Addressing violent extremism is complex and requires a comprehensive response which must go well beyond traditional security thinking. This Plan of Action's comprehensive approach, with its 7 priority areas, makes the important linkage between the deficits in governance and human rights and factors that can motivate radicalization to violence. Inclusive and accountable governance fosters peaceful pluralism and diversity. As others have highlighted today, inclusiveness will be crucial to our common success. Safeguarding human rights, promoting tolerance and pluralism, and reducing inequality must therefore be at the forefront of efforts to prevent violent extremism. Prevention efforts require input from non-government actors such as civil society and community organizations. An effective approach to preventing radicalization to violence begins in communities and involves working with local leaders to develop early intervention programs. Canada fully supports the call for the development of national action plans to prevent violent extremism. Canada is already engaged in a process to bring together efforts in this area in our country, which my delegation will refer to in another session of our work today. We will need to ensure that the UN efforts in this field are also closely coordinated with ongoing work in other fora. For example, we should leverage the work being done at the Global Counterterrorism Forum on community engagement and community policing, among other actions of the GCTF. Finally, Canada is a long-standing advocate of reforms to the UN system that can make it more efficient and effective. Removing silos and achieving an all-of-UN approach will be of great benefit to the UN in implementing its efforts and achieving effective outcomes at the global level.